some bays.
I think by mistake we didn't do like one line that was negated the Gemara before. We were holding. I think we're holding by Iba Yisema. I think that's what we're holding. Six lines from the top. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Halacha ain't chatzin nezek." He brought Rabbi Yochanan and said, "Halacha ain't chatzin nezek." Cholak loyder shesur yachad v'loyder shesur aben. So over there, we thought it was discussing a case of regel. So you see that regel is shayach and shesur aben. Sorry, it's shayach and shesur aben. Even a regular case, the Gemara says, "Iba Yisema ki amar Rabbi Yochanan akayin." No, he's only referring to Karen. That means it's not discussing regel. It's discussing a case of chatzin nezek of tzrayus and a regular case of chatzin nezek that. Okay. Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Nesiya, Rabbi Oishia, Akila. Rabbi Yehuda. They were both sitting, Rabbi Yehuda, Nesiya, and Rabbi Oishia were sitting on the platform in front of the house. The Rabbi Yehuda, I thought it was the same thing, but okay.
What? You really got her.
Yeah, I tried to rush up as much as you can, but okay. Yeah. Okay. So, it says that they were both sitting together on Rabbi Yehuda's platform porch. Yeah. Zok Gemara. Nafak Milsim Ibinai. What were they doing? They don't stand plapo. They were schmoozing and learning. So what was the shaila in between them? The shaila was, Kish Kisha Biznava Mahu. If the animal knocked something with its tail, so what's that halacha? Is this urcha? Are you patur shusriyab manat? What is this? Karen, is it normal or not? Amalai idach. So the other one told, we don't know which one told who, and the Yehuda Nesiya Terabayshi or Fakert, said, so what do you want? What do you want from the Bailam to do? You want him just to be a, you want you mechayev him to hold the tail?
That wasn't the question, though.
What?
The question was it urche or not?
So, no, because of the Bailam.
But what does that mean? If it's urche, that means maybe you should have him hold the tail. That's what you want.
If it would be considered okay, he would.
Yeah, but only if
it's a regular Karen, what's the shaila?
That's part of the shaila, yeah.
Well, there's no tzad that you potter?
No, if it'll be regular, you'll be potter shasaram.
Oh, potter shasaram, okay.
Yeah.
It's a regular Karen, that's the shaila.
Yeah.
You know, they have really such harnesses for animals that holds the tail for horses.
Okay, that's for different reasons, I think. Yeah, anyways, so. So the shaila is, are you mechuyev to go at? So he told him, so what do you want us to do? You want us to hold the zanav? What should be done? Now, yeah, maybe, yeah.
So what's he answering?
Huh?
What's he saying?
Vadi's partner. Forget Karen, forget regular. His partner is just Rabbim. What's he supposed to do? It's just a yachid. I understand you chayiv. Don't bring him in there. But it's just a Rabbim. I'm not to bring him in. So what should I do? I should hold the Karen. I should hold the tail. Yeah, yeah. It's urche, but it doesn't make a difference. We don't not make enough community to us. Not that it's regular Karen. You're right, God, I would say, but the Nakuda is that it's just Ram, we can't make you tired. It shouldn't be there, B'chol. It's just Ram, it means, what do you want? I don't care if it's regular Karen, you can't be Mechayev to tie his son, which is interesting, why not? Like Rav Mazel saying, they have such ties, I mean, like, yeah, maybe, yeah. Okay.
Now they do, back then, tomorrow.
I don't think it was such a, I don't think it's such a major thing to the invention. So the Gemara Yachi.
In Gemara's time, they used to have harnesses for the animals.
Zok the Gemara Yachi.
They couldn't breathe, they couldn't
hold. The Gemara Yachi. So Karen, Nami Neima, B'chiyach Zana, B'Karen, B'Yedach. What do you want by Karen? Karen, you tell me Yachai. So what do you want? Do you want they should hold the Karanas? Well, they shouldn't. What should they do? No, yeah, you can put a cushion around the Karen and it won't crack. Okay, fine. But the Gemara is saying, so if so, you can. So the Gemara Yachi asks, no, it's not similar. Karen lav uchei. Karen is not the normal, so therefore, that's why you're not mechuyev to hold the Karen, and that's what Karen is. Ha uchei. So over here, Mashenkin over here, it's normal. So it's a tail of the regal. So once it's a tail of the regal, yeah, maybe your taka should go ahead and, since it's normal, you should be mechuyev to go ahead and protect.
They were much stronger in those days than we are, because if we try to hang on to the horn of a bull, you wouldn't last too long.
Okay. Zakti Gemara, Mechi ma'achad uche ma'ami ba'yale. So if it's taka de derech, so what's the shayla? Zakti Gemara, now, you have to really understand what's going on. This Gemara is very sassum because. So what are we trying to say? My mi boya, that means it should be automatic pater once it's tell the karen, tell the regal, sorry. Right? That's urche. But on the other hand, the Gemara held if it's urche, you should have to be mechuyev to go ahead and tie it. And then have shmir on the zanav.
So you know, if it's urche, then how could you have a question? It's like saying, you know, if the animal walks with one leg a little bit in front of the other, it should be part of it. What are you talking about? If it's normal, then you can't say that what's your kasha. It's normal for an animal to switch its tail. What is Shaila? An animal.
Yes, so we're saying it's regal. No, it's the tail of the regal.
Yeah, but how could you have it a Shaila?
Tell the regal's potter and then
the
shayla.
I know, but he asked the buyer, what should be with switching the tails? How can he ask the shayla? Okay, the animal always switches its tail.
Right. So anyway, so the shaynim say that the pshat is again, the shaynim are very bothered. What's the gemara shayla? Because if it's regal, but the gemara on the other hand held that if it's regal, you mechuyev to tie it. If something is urche, you mechuyev to take care of it. Yeah. The kitzah, so he told him if it's urche, it's pasha that it's regal. So if it's regal, you pot it. It's just a rabbi. That's halacha.
What was I going to say for that? I'm saying anytime you don't say tie up its feet because it's okay,
right? Right, exactly. But over here, for some reason, the Gemara held that you should tie it. You see the Gemara had such a kasha. Right? Yeah, I'm just saying. At the end of the day, the Gemara shayla is, the Rashi explains, since it's urche, it's regal. So what's your shayla? It's just a rabbi. We know it's pot it. So the Gemara Kishkish is saying, we're discussing a case that it moves its tail abnormally. I mean, not abnormally, a lot. The Shaila Gufa is that Urche or not? So you have an animal that moves its tail more than regular. So is that considered Urche? And if it's Urche, you're not Mukhiv, it's regular. Or it's not Urche, and that's Karen, and you'll be Mukhiv, it's just a rabbi. So now, again. If you're mechuyev to tie it, then it doesn't make a difference. The tie it says that you're not mechuyev to tie it. Since you're not mechuyev to tie it, so now, and we said it's urche, and the same way the behemoth is allowed to walk in the Shasur Abim, it's allowed to shake its tail. Now the shayla is, this tail shakes special. That's a quick pace.
That's
the shayla. Is this considered, maybe it's still urche. It shakes a lot. Is that mishonah or not? Right? That's the shayla.
Isn't there also a klal that the nizik has to watch over himself or over his animals also? That's what it's called, no? There's a certain point to things that are...
That's exactly. Since something's normal,
and they belong to Shasur Abim,
right. So Karen is not urche, so I'm not mechuyev to watch my animal from your animal that's doing something shalik
to
that.
I don't anticipate that.
Right. But regal, or Shane, you don't leave your fruit in the Shasur Abim when dogs are...
You know,
right.
So
at
the end of the day, the girl wasn't pressure, right?
No.
But then the person's
going to
be
puter
anyways.
Yeah, sometimes we pass like always the by same. Yeah. But Ram always passing like this. Tell them about it. Boy Ravena. Ravena had a kasha. Kishkisha ba amasa mahu. If the amma, if it was kishkish through the amma, so what's the halacha?
It's talking about when because there's a power around.
Okay.
Otherwise, because the smash is like that from the
Gemara. Okay.
They have
the answer
there.
Yeah. Zok the Gemara. Say, I thought about a power. Me, I mean, the Avia Karen. Are you going to say it's similar to Karen? Karen, lab Yitzra, Katakifleh, Yachanami Loishna. By Karen, isn't it the Yitzra that was Takifleh? They got it going because really. It's not. There's no ain't hanala zeka. It was the yetsa, whatever the yetsa means. That got gone wild. Hachanami loishna. So too over here, it's not different. So it's like Karen. It's the yetsa that got it. Kishkisha. So therefore, you would think that you are. It's like Karen. You be chayv and shester abim. I don't know Karen kavanas elazik. Lamaisa Karen. It's kavan is you all know how it got wild. The taka got wild through its yetsa. It's not the norm. But lamaisa, the end of the day. Right now, it was trying to be mazik. Ho in kavanas lazik. That means it's some way similar to Karen and some way not. It doesn't have all the comparisons, similarities to Karen. I'm going to take who.
So it doesn't have all. Maybe it shouldn't be Karen.
Maybe it shouldn't be Karen. That's the shot.
Who says it has half? I'm saying we know.
Who says not? We don't know. We don't know if it needs all the minus.
But that's whatever character we have, then come on us, we'll have it in character. So we use the whole, that was the, every time we asked her, she said,
Uche, 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 not Uche.
But for Karen, we said,
Karen is Uche, not Uche, that was most of it.
Regularly Yetzirah you could plan for. You could. It's not something that he can avoid. This one, the Baal HaShor could avoid.
How could he avoid it?
You could make sure he's not around the parah.
Well, how could I cover the parah? I don't even have a parah. I'm thinking about a parah. If he's a bird, maybe. Oh, so
no, I'm saying, what's the desire to stop? Right? No, yeah. That's
I don't know.
What's the desire to walk around with a horn and hurt somebody? What's that Yetzirah B'chlau?
No, because he got upset. The Yetzirah. What does it mean? The Yetzirah is supposed to be.
I'm saying that, no, the animal, whatever, the animal wants to damage something? No,
yeah.
It just does things recklessly.
No, it all of a sudden, the Yetzirah went meshuggah. We can't control the Yetzirah, I can't. That's what's lavucha. Again, what were we asking?
No, I'm saying, there's a
reason. Didn't use such a lush on lavucha.
That's
right.
No, it's not. What do we come to say? Yitzhak Ataka, how does Yitzhak Ataka happen? On the other end. So what are you supposed to do?
There's no rationale to it.
No, there's no rationale to it. Right. Okay. Zok Dimar Vaita. Zok fine.
So the halacha would be that if it was toughest, you couldn't be multi.
Right. Yeah. That's all tech, yeah.
Any
shame because
it's a good topic, you know what I'm saying?
No, shame is a normal thing.
It's
hungry.
I don't know, so why don't
we
go do it?
Oh, we don't name on like that. It's a normal thing to eat, so we say it's hungry.
By shame, if it was just a taco because it didn't feed it for a month, then
maybe
that package would be high.
Yeah.
Because
it caused it. Right. Zog Dimar Vaita, Tana Goyle Mu'adin, Lahalech, Kedarko, Nulu Shabbat. Yeah, really interesting that the Gemara doesn't say the main part that we're discussing. The V'chulu is what we're trying to discuss. But the Gemara, that the Mishnah said, the V'zayinam and Aleph, ha'yid lil kasha b'raglov. If there was a lil tied to the Tanago's foot, you pay chatzinezik. And Mashiach b'kelem, and b'kelem, so you pay chatzinezik. So the Gemara. So referring to that lil. Amar avon aloy shonu alek shenikshah me'elov. It got tied on it by itself. The Mishnah is discussing a case that the lil got tied on it by itself. Avol kishay adam. But if a person tied it, chayiv. So the person is chayiv. That means, is chayiv? What? Nezek shalom. The Mishnah is discussing a case that the lil came on the tanagol by itself, by the tanagol itself put it on, so that's when the chayiv chatzin nezek. But if a person tied the lil on the tanagol, and then it was mazik someone, so it's a bar. So since it's a bar, so meli chayiv on the nezek. The bar is chayiv shesu ram. Zok to Gemara. Now, Taisa says
something is tied to its legs, not that it's tied to a tree.
No, to its leg.
So had some trip on it.
No.
No.
So now it was tied and it's walking around with it, and now it stopped over here. Taisa says that has to be that it stopped because bar is referring that it stopped. So now it stopped. And now you go ahead and someone tripped on that. So you're chayv. It's a fact of Gemara. So who's chayv? Nikshim Eilov, man chayv. If it got tied by its own, the Tanagah themselves, and the Mishnah says chayv chatzin ezek, so who's chayv? Eilam Ebal Adlil. If you can tell the owner of the Dlil.
The first case on tied by itself, that's
good. Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll see. We'll see in a minute.
We're not talking about how he damaged his own dlil. What happened?
No.
The chicken had a string attached to its leg, and it was attached to a kli.
To this dlil.
And then somebody tripped over the dlil?
Yeah.
So
or broke a kli.
Or bumped into a kli.
The sheriff tripped over it, bumped into a kli, whatever. It's very unclear, we're going to say. Oh. It's very unclear about it. So again, so if we're discussing a case of the balad lil, if it tied it by itself and the mission says chayiv chatzin ezek, who should be chayiv? Ilema balad lil, if you can say balad lil, the owner of the dlil, hechadami, either atzne, if the dlil was hidden, onesu. And now the tanaga went ahead. Right, and the tanaga went and took it, and now it was mazik through the dlil. The balad lil is onesu. What's he supposed to do? It was in a good place.
So the Gemara's learning now, if it's atzne, then then the Baal Tanigol will be chayiv.
The Gemara doesn't say that, but the Gemara is saying, like, upon him, if you're discussing who should be chayiv, the Baal Adlil, can't be chayiv. Eloi Atznei, if it wasn't hidden, that means it was in a regular place, and it's his full Pesheyahu, he's a Pesheyah, so you should pay the whole thing. It's like a regular bar that was matched with Shizur Abim. Right? You left your bar in Shizur Abim. Now, this Tanaga went out and took it and moved it somewhere. It doesn't matter. You should be chayiv. You should never left it lil in the Shizur Abim. Zakti Gemara. Ela chayiv bala Tanaga. We're not discussing the bala lil. We're discussing the bala Tanaga.
Why do you have to come under the whole string, Nakuda? How couldn't the animal just move the lil into Shizur Abim? Why is it relevant?
Okay, you're right.
Because
tomorrow
I have to talk about Tri-Resources.
Right.
We'll get there. I'm saying, but the value right now we're talking about bar, you're right. You could have just kicked it. Zog to Gemara, Elo Chayiv. Who is that? Oh, we're going to get there, Elo Chayiv, Balatanaga. Who are we talking about, Chayiv, the Balatanaga? So again, let's go back. So if Huna said it then, that the Balatanaga is Chayiv, Chatzin Ezek, if the Tanaga did it by himself. But if a person went ahead and tied it to the street, to the Tanaga, then he's chayiv on Nezek Shal. The Mamashna Kule Nezek, the Loi, why isn't the Baal Tanaga chayiv when the Tanaga did it on his own, tied it? You're not machayiv in the full, complete payment. You're chayiv by opening a bar or making a bar, but not your shirt. Chatzi Nezek Nami, you shouldn't be chayiv Chatzi Nezek either. Because Ishbar Beloy Shabbar, you shouldn't be Chayiv Chatzin Ezek either. So what's the Funa saying in the Mishnah? Elo.
So what the Gemara says talking about that?
So the Mishnah says the Chayiv Chatzin Ezek. And we're discussing with the Tanago, went ahead and tied it around its foot, and it was Mazak Atzbar. Chayiv Atzbar. So for the Gemara, why Chayiv Chatzin Ezek? If he did it himself, so it says, why you potter? Because Shabbar Beloy Ishbar Beloy Shabbar. You're not Chayiv if your shirt goes out and digs. So if so...
It's as if the animal dug it,
you're potter.
By the Tanaga, the same thing.
So if the animal did it, so you should be potter. I mean, there's no such thing as chatzin ezek.
You can say it's talking about the shah dragged the rope across someone's feet and made the person trip. And the Tanaga pulled the person down. So it's directly, it's not a bar.
What do you want to call that?
It's like the goof. If it's tied to it, it's like the goof. And if the Tanago knocks over a person, it'll be chayiv about...
Okay, so the Mishnah is discussing a case, not Refunah. Refunah was never talking to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, how do you tie to the Mishnah? It's a dlil of Hefka, or it's talking about the dlil was your friend's, and it was Itznei, either or, Tosha says. So now what happened? And what happened? By Adi Aduye.
He threw it.
Right. The Tanago threw it. So it's a case of Tzarius. So a case of Tzarius, that's why you pay Chatzin Nezek. So the Mishnah was saying two cases. The Mishnah said, that's one case of tzaris. That's a regular case of tzaris. Because that's tzaris. Since we're discussing a regular case of tzaris, it threw it. So that's kaychay. That's tzaris. So what the Avunah says halacha? Avunah was discussing a regular case. Ba'alma, not the Gemara's case, not the Mishnah's case. What was the case? The little hefka, amavuna, nikshama elav. Now the tanigal tied it on its own to the foot, and someone tripped in it. So he's pater. Pater means he's a ganzer pater, not chayiv chatzin ezek. He's pater. Who should be mechayiv? The lil doesn't have a bialim. The bialim tanigal. It says ishbar v'loy sherba. So mele, he's pater completely. The reason why we had everything shver was because we understood it's going in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said chayiv chatzin ezek. That we didn't understand what. So Mashenkin, Kishay Adam, if a person tied on the Tanago Chayiv. So who's Chayiv? The person that tied it. Because he's kind of with Akba. And now he's Chayiv because he became the Bailam on the Dlil and he's Chayiv. The Mom is Shemai Chayiv. What do you want to be Chayiv? The moment Shemai Chai, here's Chai Nezer Shalom. So there's no Chatzin Ezek involved. The moment Shemai Chai, Amavuna Bamanoyach, Mishum Boyam is Galgil, Briagla, the Briagla Behemel. Like you were saying, we had the Vavam and Aleph. Boyam is Galgil is Chai because it's Sada Shava between Boyam and Shar. Because it's really a walking bird. It's not just a bird's
stationary.
Shenke and over here, it's a Boyam is Galgil. That's something similar to Eish. I'll do it, sir. Let's not talk about Chatzin Ezek.
In the case of Mishnah Tzvaris, then we could have asked before. We wanted to say whether the Mishnah is like Sumchas Rabban, and we could have proved from here that the Mishnah is not like Sumchas.
Oh. True, we just didn't get the. We didn't bring it. We don't want to bring down this whole Gemara. At the end of the day, you're right. We didn't want to bring down this whole way to the Gemara, I guess. This,
Since Gemara's of Chayv Ambar, Akachach, he let it stay there. This bar miskako is after it stopped. Otherwise, if it was still tied, then you wouldn't have to come out the bar.
Why?
Because then it's part of the tanaka.
Oh, that's true. If then it becomes mamish part of it or not.
It says you bar. See it, you see bar is stationary.
You know what I'm saying?
Bar miskako just means it moves somewhere else. Not that it's still moving.
Okay. Right, Zok the Mishnah. Ketzad Hashein Muedes. How's Hashein Muedes? So the Mishnah answers, Lachalas Aroyla. It's Mued if it eats something which is Roy to it. Habehem Muedes. Lachal Peis V'Yirakis. If Habehem is Mued, to eat Peis V'Yirakis. If you remember the Gemara earlier, ask what's the two things. It just said it. Hashein Muedes Lachalas Aroyla. And what's that? Peis V'Yirakis. Habehem Muedes Lachalas Aroyla. The Gemara said that once to embed a chaya, and once to embed a bam. That was the Gemara Nizayin on this. Interesting that Ketzad Hashem Muedes. It's like a question, and the answer is Lech L'Sarayla. That's what Rashi says. Umeshani Lech L'Sarayla. That's the answer. But the Gemara, the Mishnah said this. The first Mishnah also Ketzad Regal Muedes, and over there the answer is also L'Shabe B'Derech Hilucha. Rashi says doesn't. Rashi is like much more Mayach, but he doesn't say Umeshani.
If it's really
Mishnah,
the question, the
Marshall
said,
Kate said,
Habahem
Mu'edis
Lecha. Why use
the Lashon
of Shane and then later
and
then use the
Lashon
of
Mahem? Good question or not, but that's explain it like that. Like he said, Kaloima Bekachman. Interesting. Okay, fine. Dr. Mishnah Vaita. Achlok Susay Kalim. So this is only for 8 pays of Yorkers, but if 8 Susay Kalim, Mishalem Chatzin Ezek. Why? Because that's Mishuna. That's like Karen.
That changed though, or no?
It's eating.
It's eating, but it's a Karen because you pay Chatzin Ezek. It's Karen. Right. I don't know. Medba Mamuri and Mishasan Ezek. Shane is only Chayiv and Mishasan Ezek. Avashus Rabin Potter. Why? Because it says be eating on Bistei Acha, be Bistei Acha, and that's not Bistei Acha. Yeah. Now it's Potter Sai. We'll see later. It's part of even Ksusu Kedem, which has what? Yeah. Vim Nehanis.
That's why.
Vim Nehanis. Vim Nehanis Mishalem is Mashananis. If it's Nana, then you pay Mashananis. That means that even though really it's Pata, which is Rabin, still you pay Mashananis. That means, let's say I ate two dozen eggs, and the Maya said, normally for breakfast, I only need two. It was free. It was able to eat whatever it wants. If you're not mechuyev to pay for 2 dozen, you're mechuyev to pay, and we'll see in the Gemara much more barichas about this, that you pay for its breakfast. Right? If I ate a steak sandwich for breakfast, normally you give it grass, you're not mechuyev to pay.
Yeah, a steak sandwich is mishonah.
Okay, thank you.
We know that. We'll get to it.
Yeah,
when it's Achot Sus Akeram, that's got to be
Mishan
Chati Nezek, that has to be Bishus Rav, right?
It could be either, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Because it's caring.
So it's caring. It's also just.
It's just
Yachas.
It could be
an Ezek
Shalom,
if you say, right? No. Because it's a Kelim is Mashunah. It's automatic
Mashunah.
Oh, you're saying there isn't my Nama Kelim Tafi?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now we're
going to Tafi.
Yeah.
Why Imnehenes Mashalom is Mashunahenes?
Because the mice you gain, that you can't.
Selling for what?
So you're Mukhiv to pay for the gain. I'm Mukhiv to pay for the Hezek. You're Mukhiv to pay for the gain.
Well, you're not going to eat the breakfast. Is this the first time?
The first time you're hearing such a payment. But it makes sense.
See, we like have a patur that you're potter because I expected.
You're potter as hezek, but I'm chayiv because
you have it by your time.
What are you chayiv from? What is this
chiyuv? You and Nana for me. And it's not Zanana of Zelen Chasa. Zanana of Zelen Chasa.
So if I don't pay, I'm a gazel.
By Zanana of Chasa, you pay the whole thing. Not just mash and then.
I'm just giving him a mash.
Okay, if you want a mash, take a case of the assignment.
Yeah,
that's where you have it. The assignment.
Mishra should have said the assignment.
The father was watching. Yeah. They pay mash and then.
And he fell and he said, they broke his head. Okay. Very good. Bekitza, so that's, he's telling you, a new type, you're right, it's a new type of tashlumen. It's a type of tashlumen of nanas, Pasha. Then what Kate said, Mishalem is Masha nanas. How do you pay Mishalem is Masha nanas? It's like the Gemara, like the Mishnah, Achla mitaycha rechava. If you ate in the marketplace, Mishalem is Masha nanas. You have to pay Masha nanas. Because over there, it's like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So whether you pay Masha nanas, Mitzidei rechava. Mishalem is Masha Zika. If it's on the side of the Rechai, then you pay Masha Zika. Mi Pesach Achanos.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? That we'll see later.
It's
that.
A different Tashlum than before?
Zika, not Nanas.
Why?
See the Rishus Rabim? We'll see later. It has more than like a Rishus Yachid. Mi Pesach Achanos. Mishalem is Masha Nanas. But the door of the Chanos, you pay Masha Nanas. Mi Toich Achanos. Shalom is Mashi Zika, that's done like a Shitsuyach. The kids said enough communities, Shitsuyach, Mishitsuyach. Talk to Tana Rabbana. Hashem Muedes Lachalas Ariyoyla. We said, the Mishnah said, Hashem Muedes Lachalas Ariyoyla. Keita. Behemoth Shinichlis Lachatsa Anizik, Vachla Oichla Ariyoyla. Has to be Chatsa Anizik, Hashem Zonich Chayim, Shitsa Anizik. Eid Oichla Ariyoyla, Vishasza, and I drank it, Mashkin Ariyoyla. Vishalom Nezik, Shalom. Over the Yipin Nezik, Shalom, because we're discussing Shem. Vachain Chayim, Shinichlis Lachatsa Anizik, Chayda went and chatz and nizik v'tar for behemah v'achla basa. It went ahead and it was tayyir for behemah. It didn't kill it like we learned earlier. Because that would be maybe mishuna. Here it went ahead and... Right.
So it depends on what kind of wild animal.
Exactly. We said before that most animals, that was the whole gemara that we learned earlier, the most animals do eat it before they kill it. And the shahada was that if it kills it, why do I pay nezik shalom? That's what we learned earlier. Upara she'achla se'ayin. A para that went ahead and ate se'ayin. Se'ayin is, Rashi explained, and we will see in the Gemara, that's a ma'achal chamar. So we bow that's a ma'achal chamar, so that's what it's like a derech, and still you're going to be chay. V'chamar she'achla kashinim, a chamar that ate kashinim, and normally that's a ma'achal para. And here chamar ate it. Kelev shalikik es hashemen, a kelev that was malakik shemen. So what is that? It's also shalik adach. It's not urcha. V'chazir she'ochel chaticha shal basa. A pig ate chaticha shal basa. It's also not the normal. Tais is bothered, it means a gemara, maybe it is normal. Anyways, so a chazir that ate basa. M'shalem nezik shalem, still I'll pay nezik shalem. So I'm our papa. Now that you're telling me, you mechadish this brayso was mechadish halacha, that even though it eats something which is not completely normal for it, you chayiv what? No.
It says even not moila.
No, there's a different type. A chiluk sus v'kelim and never eats. This is something which is not urche, but you eat it
adechak.
Shmei achilah, that's considered achilah. So if so, let me give you some more cases. I don't know what the chiddush was, but it was just come to say, I have some more cases for you. Hai shunra, the achla tamri. It's tomorrow. Chamer, the achla benisa. Benisa is fish. Mishal nezik shalem. Okay? So it's interesting what he was coming to say. I mean, I'm always saying, okay, you don't have to go now in every single case and go.
Maybe.
Well, that's
this is different degrees of tachak. This is a bigger tachak.
No, it doesn't say that. Yeah. So, and if it is, then he didn't see it from there. So he saw it from the past. Zok Gemara. Ahu chamer de achal nahama. A chamer that ate bread, upalse lesala. And while that, it ate the basket. If you do the shalim nezek shalim and a hammer, if you do is mechayev to pay nezek shalim on the bread, we discussed this already. And vasala chatzin nezek, because that's lavurche. Fact, why given the uchel and mechal nahama? Since it's normal to eat bread, uchenami lefluse salam. So if so, it's also normal to eat the basket to go right through it. Now, Paul said lavdafka means eating. Paul said lavdafka means eating. Rashi says another case it means he broke it. But I'll upon him, so that's normal. The achel v'hada palis. First he ate. Right, he ate the bread, and then he ate the basket. But Gemara, okay. So that's the chiddush. That's why he tells you that. Only mechayv chatzinazim. But Gemara, pas uchayu is pas normal. V'minu, if a chamar to eat, it's not normal. Achla pas
ubasa. It doesn't need to be normal.
What?
You just said a minute ago that it doesn't need to be normal.
Oh, it seems like it's nothing. It's out of whack.
It's not even al diatchak.
Yeah, and we have a steer. Because we see achla pas ubasa v'tashlam sham chatzinazim. It's like Shus V'Kelim to it. The more my love of Behema, the more loy B'Chaya. But to me, Chaya is taken not normal. It's not Derech B'Pas B'Chal, even a Derech Chaya. At Chak B'Chamer is taken Derech B'Kach. So the more, if so, Basa Urcheu, why by Basa is he paying Chatzin Ezek? Basa is Urchei by Chaya. And for the more, the matter, it's talking about that you roasted it. It's not normal for animal to eat roasted meat.
Barbecue,
definitely. Yeah. The same, or it's talking about a deer that's not the derech to eat pas or basa.
A deer is a chaya? Yeah, it's a chaya.
Technically,
it's
a chaya.
It's not,
chaya.
It's not. It's not.
Yeah.
What? La'olam b'behema psayra. We're talking about a behema, but it's talking about a psayra. That means the food is on the table. So it's not the derech. So the shenim are very bothered. I mean, not the derech to eat on the table. I mean, if animal, if it's hungry, it's going to eat. You want to say, maybe it's a derech, but it eats on the table also.
So
therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel, says, Zipshat, that it's discussing, it doesn't mean on the table, it means psusa, yeah. Different word. Pas psisa b'secha merit.
It's in the gravy.
It's in the merit. It's over the there. Over there doesn't eat. So, shash is busy with this. The Shanim have different pshatim because it's a big chiddush, this Rashi's pshat, that it's on the table.
According to Rashi,